Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, July 24, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 1912 Suspension of Ty Cobb. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into fascinating stories and lesser-known events from the pages of Wikipedia. I'm Alloy, your guide on this journey through history, technology, ethics, and societal changes. Today, we're uncovering the intriguing tale surrounding the 1912 suspension of Ty Cobb. So what's this story all about? It harks back to a singular event in sports history involving Ty Cobb, one of baseball's most celebrated and controversial figures. In May 1912, Ty Cobb, a renowned center fielder for the Detroit Tigers, faced suspension from Major League Baseball following an incident that continues to resonate in the annals of sports history. But before we delve into the details of that fateful event, let's set the stage with a bit of background on Ty Cobb himself. Ty Cobb, known as the Georgia Peach, was a highly talented yet fiercely competitive player. Over his 24-year career, mostly with the Detroit Tigers, Cobb set numerous records, some of which still stand today. However, his aggressive playing style and volatile temperament often put him at odds with teammates, opponents, and fans alike. On May 15, 1912, an explosive situation unfolded when the Tigers were playing against the New York Highlanders at Hilltop Park. As usual, Cobb was the center of attention, but not just for his performance on the field. Throughout the game, he was subjected to a barrage of racial slurs and taunts from a fan named Claude Luker. Cobb, known for his short fuse, asked Luker to stop, but the abuse only intensified. In a moment of unrestrained anger, Cobb climbed into the stands and assaulted Luker. The situation escalated quickly, with Cobb reportedly landing several blows before other spectators intervened. News of the altercation spread rapidly, and the fallout was swift and unforgiving. The American League's president, Ben Johnson, had little choice but to suspend Cobb indefinitely. This decision was seen as necessary to uphold the sport's integrity and to serve as a stern warning to all players about the consequences of misconduct. Let's hit pause here and think about this. How would we react today if a professional athlete attacked a fan? In this age of social media and instant news, such an event would spark immediate, widespread outrage and likely lead to severe disciplinary action. However, it also raises deeper questions about player safety, the responsibilities of fans, and the fine line between maintaining decorum and addressing abuse. Returning to 1912, Cobb's suspension created a ripple effect throughout the world of baseball. The Detroit Tigers, feeling a sense of injustice over their star player's suspension, decided to take a bold stand. On May 18th, just 3 days after Cobb's suspension, the Tigers chose to strike in protest during a game against the Philadelphia Athletics. It's worth considering. Have there been moments in our professional lives when we've had to stand up for a colleague, even if it meant facing significant consequences? Solidarity, even in the workplace, can be a powerful force for change. This is exactly what the Tigers aimed to demonstrate, even though their path to protest wasn't flawless. With their regular players refusing to take the field, the Tigers scrambled to assemble a makeshift team consisting of replacement players, including coaches and local college athletes. Predictably, the game was a disaster. The Athletics dominated, winning the game 24-2. This striking episode illustrates the complexities of ethics and justice in sports and beyond. Is it always right to follow the rules to the letter? Or are there moments when moral principles should override regulations? The Tigers' actions pose these very questions, ones that audiences like you can ponder and debate. In the aftermath of the strike game, Ben Johnson had a tough decision to make. Understanding the magnitude of the players' protest and the potential for broader disruption, Johnson faced a dilemma. How should he balance the enforcement of rules with the acknowledgement of the players' grievances? Opting for a pragmatic approach, Johnson lifted Cobb's suspension after 10 days while also imposing fines on the Tigers' players involved in the strike. Cobb's return to the game, though controversial, was a calculated move aimed at restoring normalcy while underscoring the authority of baseball's governing body. This resolution wasn't a perfect solution, but it did set a precedent for handling similar situations in the future. A resolution that reflects the delicate balance of discipline, empathy, and the significant role of leadership in crisis management. Perhaps it leaves us with a lingering thought. How do we weigh justice and fairness in our own lives, particularly in high-stakes environments? Ty Cobb's career continued with its share of highs and lows until he retired in 1928. He left an indelible mark on baseball, but this incident forever remains a telling chapter in his storied, tumultuous journey. As we wrap up today's episode, I invite you to delve deeper into Ty Cobb's life story and this particular incident by visiting his Wikipedia page. There, you can explore the intricate details, controversies, and triumphs of Cobb's life, shedding more light on the man behind the legend. I hope today's discussion has piqued your curiosity and perhaps inspired some reflections on how we navigate our values and actions, whether in the sports arena or our personal lives. Until next time, keep questioning and exploring. Thanks for tuning in to Wikipedia.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, 1912, Suspension of Ty Cobb. Thanks for listening. See you next time.